KCKT for radio check.
4CKT, KF4NXY, full quieting into the machine.
4NXY, thank you so much, I appreciate that. KL4CKK, I'll be clear.
Good afternoon, KF4NXY.
W4DJW mobile.
For DJW, KF4NXY.
Good. How are you doing this afternoon? Well, we're like 12 minutes into it.
Pretty good. I've been messing around with several little projects today. Been enjoying this beautiful weather and getting a few little odds and ends done. Put up an antenna that I hope to use for 10 meter, and just been, you know, playing radio and all my other hobbies. Finally getting a charge on the boat battery. All the smart chargers didn't want to work, so I went real old school and got one that's a really old one that doesn't have that kind of junk in it, and it's putting a charge on the battery, so I don't know, go figure.
Works. Right. That's have you tried your new old stock battery, the ones that you got from that place, that battery company that the club got them so cheap? Have you tried one of those yet?
I know exactly what I'm going to do with them. When I'm getting ready for my fishing trip, I'm going to activate them and have them on the boat to use for some lights, you know, that you drop over the side of the boat down in the water to attract the fish, and then, you know, that way I'm not running down, you know, any essential batteries, you know, on the boat.
Guarantee you have a way to get home. That'd be okay if those died. Wouldn't be okay if the one that was you were using to get home died.
That's very true. I've got my backup on the pontoon is got a really big, really strong trolling motor, and I've had the motor gone through, you know, already. It should be good to go for the fishing trip, which is coming up, you know, toward the end of April. But, I sent you an email. Did you get it?
Yeah, I replied to it, and I pulled Gary in on it, too, so that he can help with what you're looking for, I believe. But it should be in your inbox. I think I replied this morning.
I'll do that. I'll check it then. So what are you out and about doing today?
Simpsonville to string some stringers up in some trees to be able to pull up some double bazookas eventually, just to shoot some lines over some trees, really.
About the only thing I really haven't set up around here yet is a wire antenna. I've got one in a bag, you know, as kind of a go bag, but I haven't, you know, set one up around here yet. Everything else is, I got a Gap Titan that uses HF and everything, but haven't tried the wire antenna yet.
In the house, now that I'm not working, when I was working, if one would break, I would just take it down and buy a new one and put the new one up and then stuff the old one somewhere in a corner. And I'm finding them. Some of them, like my Super Loop, I fixed it, and I never really put it back up again. So it's in good shape. I just need to hang it. So I need to get out there and do that, too, and be disciplined. But there's just so many things to do, so little time to get them all done in. But I keep coming across these cubby holes. I find a wire antenna stuffed in that, like in the toolbox, down in one of the big drawers that had some paint cans in it. There was a mystery antenna in there. When I was cleaning out the attic, I came across like three different mystery antennas stuffed away in the attic. But so I'm stocked up for wire antennas for life. I just got to get them, find where they all are, and put them all in one location that I can go back to and put my hands on them as I need them.
That's me too. I would round stuff up and get organized, because I accused the gremlins and the Langoliers of running off with half of my stuff, but I know it's just me getting old and forgetful and misplacing it.
I put those batteries that I got right in front of the toolbox. You trip over them when you go up to the toolbox. That way I can't misplace them, because I've got some experimenting I want to do with those, and I want to be able to put my hands on them when I want them. And I'm thinking that's going to be a near-term, not a far-term project.
And what I did with the batteries I got them out in the open, and I know exactly where they are. That's what I do a lot of times. I leave stuff out, you know, it looks kind of cluttered, but I know where it is. I put it up in a cabinet somewhere, then I done forgot about it.
Looking at the sky out here in Greer, and it is nice and blue. I don't see a cloud anywhere. The wind is gone. It looks like the rainwaters have seceded, because we got a ton of rain last night. Looks like it's a beautiful day outside. I haven't been, this is my first venturing out so far on this weekend.
Yeah, I've been outside a good part of the day. I'm just kind of taking it easy at the moment. Been listening to the radio, and that's about it.
Make any contacts this morning on HF?
I heard a lot of contesting going on 10 meter, man. It was real busy.
That H call, I can't remember where he was. Oh, he was Ecuador, that's where he was. And then a Japan call, and then several over in Western Europe. A bunch of them in the United States. More on the other side of the coast, more on the West Coast than usually I either get West Coast or up the East Coast. Every now and then I get Midwest, but not as often as East Coast the most, West Coast second, and the Midwest third. And I got mostly West Coast today.
Real early in the morning, I'll get the gray line, DX coming in, and then, late in the evening, a lot of times I'll get, from different parts of the country and parts of the world. The last time the solar cycle was up, I got into Europe and South America pretty good, and it kind of sounds like it's starting up. The solar cycle's, getting back up again. I think I heard, might have been you or somebody say that over the next year or two, it'll really be doing the gangbusters again.
I do that too. When I first got into ham radio, it was pretty good. I'm going on 20 years next year. I'll be 20 years in the hobby. And when I first got into it, it was pretty decent. I was getting, my first contact was 2,000 miles away in Yuma, Arizona. First HF contact ever. And I wasn't even trying hard. but then steadily over time, it got worse and worse and worse. And it seems like now it's starting to pick up a little bit again, like it was when I first started.
I'm starting to get back into trying to make some, DX contacts again. Well, you have a good afternoon. I'm going to get back to what I was doing. I just heard you in there. Be careful out there on the wheels, and good luck with the antennas and everything. And enjoyed speaking with you, and talk to you a little later. XY, be clear on your final.
Talking to you this morning, and good luck on your projects. Enjoy the beautiful day as much as you can. KF4XY, W4DJW, Mobile.